Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldar, and today we're discussing the Erevin Daf Mem Test. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamakbid al Eruvo ein Eruvo Erev. If one of the residents of the Chatzer is particular with his portion of the Erev, meaning he doesn't want anyone to eat the bread that he's given, his Erev is not a valid Erev. The reason for this is that Mashmo, Erev Shmo, what's its name? Erev is its name. Rashi explains that the shorish of Erev also means pleasant, aray, which means that the merger among the residents should be harmonious. Rav Chanina disagrees and says, Eruve Erev, his Erev is an Erev, El Shenikrim Anshim Vardina, but he's called one of the people of Vardina who are known for their stinginess. Point number two, Shmuel said, Erev Mishum Kinyan, an Erev merges the houses in a chatzer together by means of a kinyan, an acquisition. And the reason a person cannot purchase a share in an Erev with money, because money is not always available Erev Shabbos. If one tried to make an Erev with money, it didn't even work b'dievet, because the Chachamim disqualified it, because people might come to think that money is the primary method of making an Erev. And if it's not available, they might not come to think of making it with bread, and the institution of Erev would fall into disuse and come to be forgotten. Rabbi says, Erev Mishum Dira. An Erev is affected because it affects a residence, meaning it gives all the residents of the Chatzer a symbolic residence where the bread is placed, even though they do not legally acquire a share of that house. Now, there are three practical differences between them. According to Shmuel, a kli can be used since it's a viable way to make a kinyan. But according to Rabbi, it cannot, since people identify the residents with their food, not their utensils. According to Rabbi, the food can be worth less than a sheva pruta, but according to Shmuel, it can't. And according to Rabbi, a child can collect the food for the heir, but according to Shmuel, he cannot, since he's not old enough to make a kinyan. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Misha Baba Derek Bachashkala, one who was traveling Erev Shabbos, and it became dark, and he knew of a landmark such as a tree or a fence which was within 2,000 amas of both his house and his present location, and said, Shvisasi Tachta, my residence is underneath it, Lomar Klum, he has said nothing. The Gemara in Daf Nun Amun Av will explain the reason for this. The Gemara brings a machlokas Rav and Shmuel whether Lomar Klum means he is no makom shvisa, even in his current location, cannot travel to the tree, or means that he cannot travel home, but he can still travel to the tree. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamakbid al Eruvo ein Eruvo Erev, if one of the residents of the Chatzer is particular with his portion of the Erev, meaning he doesn't want anyone to eat the bread that he is given, his Erev is not a valid Erev. The reason for this is that Mashmo, Erev Shmo, what is its name? Erev is its name. Rashi explains that the shorish of Erev also means pleasant, a rave, which means that the merger among the residents should be harmonious. Rav Chanina disagrees and says, Eruve Erev, his Erev is an Erev, El Shenikrim Anshi Vardina, but he's called one of the people of Vardina who were known for their stinginess. And point number two, Shmuel said, Erev Mishum Kinyan, Erev merges the houses in a chatzer together by means of an acquisition, a kinyan. And the reason a person can't purchase a share in an Erev with money, because money's not always available Erev Shabbos. If one tried making an Erev with money, it doesn't even work b'dievet, because the Chachamim disqualified it, because people might come to think that money is the primary method of making an Erev. And if it's not available, they might not come to think of making it with bread, and the institution of Erev will fall into disuse and come to be forgotten. Rabbi says, Erev Mishum Dira, an Erev is effective because it affects a residence, meaning it gives all the residents of the Chatzer a symbolic residence where their bread is placed, even though they do not legally acquire a share of that house. Now, there are three nafkaminas between them. According to Shmuel, a kli can be used since it's a viable way to make a kinyan, but according to Rabba, it cannot, since people identify their residents with their food, not utensils. According to Rabba, the food can be worth less than a sheva pruta, but according to Shmuel, it cannot. And according to Rabba, a child can collect the food for the Erev, but according to Shmuel, he cannot, since he's not old enough to make a kinyan. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mishabab Bederech B'chashkalo, one who is traveling Erev Shabbos, and it became dark, and he knew of a landmark such as a tree or a fence, which was within 2,000 amas of both his house and his present location, and said, Shvisasi Tachta, my residence is underneath it. Lo Amar Klum, he has said nothing. The Gemara in Daf Nun Amud Aleph will explain the reason for this. The Gemara brings a Malchokas Rav and Shmuel whether Lo Amar Klum means he has no makom shvisa, even in his current location, and cannot travel to the tree, or it means that he cannot travel home, but he can still travel to the tree. All right, so now we go to our simon from Memtes, and the simon is meat, and we use a butcher in the simon, so here goes. The stingy butcher, who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich Erev, which joyfully cost him less than a sheva pruta to make, got stuck when it got dark while making a delivery, far away from the landmark tree. Once again, in slow motion. The stingy butcher. Butcher, that must mean one duff mem tes for meat. The stingy butcher who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich, Erev, which reminds the Melchizedek's whether an Erev where one of the members was makpid for others not to eat from his bread is a good Erev, since the shorish of the word Erev also means pleasant. So the stingy butcher who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich, which joyfully cost him less than a sheva pruta to make, which reminds the Melchizedek's whether Erev mishum kinyan or Erev mishum dira. And the nafkaminas are using a kli, using something worth less than a sheva pruta, and having a child collect the food for the Erev. So the stingy butcher who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich Erev, which joyfully cost him less than a sheva pruta to make, got stuck when it got dark while making a delivery, far away from the landmark tree. Which reminds of the case where a person was traveling Erev Shabbos when it got dark, and recognizing a landmark tree or fence, he said, Shvisasi takta. And the Mishnah states, Lo Amar Klumi has said nothing. And the Melchizedek is whether that means he's stuck in his Dalet Amos and he can't go to the tree, or he can go to the tree, but he can't go to his home. So once again, the stingy butcher who wouldn't let anyone eat from his tiny pastrami sandwich Erev, which joyfully cost him less than a sheva pruta to make, got stuck when it got dark while making a delivery, far away from the landmark tree. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.